Business.
Bartleby. Labour's lost love. The decline of the office romance.
Their eyes met across the office photocopier. At long last, each of them had found someone who could push their buttons. Eventually, they settled down and decided to reproduce. Read more in 50 sheets of grey paper, out soon in paperback. Romance is a long-established side effect of office life. After all, people may spend almost half their waking hours at work, and their colleagues will frequently have something in common with them, even if it's only complaining about the manager. Some relationships are inevitably bound to result. But the lockdown has made the forming of new romances much more difficult. Although online dating has thrived in the pandemic, the number of people who have met their soulmate via a work Zoom meeting must be vanishingly small. It's hard to flirt while your facial expressions are being observed by a dozen colleagues. And how private is company video conferencing software's private chat function, really? Even before the pandemic, however, office romances were in decline. In 1995, 19% of heterosexual people met their partner at work, according to a study by Stanford University. By 2017, this had fallen to 11%. It will be even lower now. As white-collar employees toil more hours at home and fewer at the office, which seems likely even after the virus recedes, opportunities for workplace romantic connections will dwindle. One reason for the decline is that companies have realized that work relationships give rise to all kinds of ethical questions. The idea of a boss marrying his secretary or a doctor dating a nurse is one of the oldest clichés around. Sadly, the trope is so well established that secretaries and nurses have spent decades fending off the unwanted attentions of their superiors. As the Me Too movement has demonstrated, some men use their positions of power to harass women who work for them. Consensual relationships can cause problems as well. A relationship with a subordinate makes it hard for a manager to be objective about their performance. Colleagues may understandably suspect the manager of favoritism. Things may be as bad if the romance breaks down. Hurt feelings may make it hard for the ex-partners to work together and will also make it awkward for everyone else in the office. The result of this is that many companies have policies that discourage or forbid managers from flings with someone who works for them. Office relationships were blamed for the departure of Steve Easterbrook from his role as chief executive of McDonald's last year. The fast food company launched a lawsuit against Mr. Easterbrook this week.